You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It was so nice to get home after work yesterday because I cracked open the garage door and went in and it was just silent. There was no kids because they were at school. Nick Nack was at work for the first time in 2.5 years and I just had the house to myself and it was so peaceful. She actually left me a note on the countertop that said something to the effect of "Enjoy your peaceful afternoon." Mm. Put a little heart on there and everything. Yeah. And she said it was kind of trippy being back to work after so long. She kind of liked it though. She said it was kind of nice to reconnect with your coworkers,
sure,
face to face, and actually just talk about things that were, you know, work related versus having your kids interrupt you and me interrupt her. You know, she's like, it was it was nice.
So I'm reading this story where they've got some stats and they're talking about the number of people who would work remotely from home before COVID worked out to about 5% of the workforce.
Okay.
And during the peak times of COVID, it was sky high. And even now, though, that some companies are calling workers back into the office, it's still about 30% of workdays are being done from home. If you looked at the, you know, the general population, and that's still a big number.
Yeah, yeah.
I know for Slapshot Broadcasting, it's what they have people come in, I think Mondays and Wednesdays.
It's a couple days a week. That's it. I mean, and with Nicole, she's only going in 2 days a week. They're kind of just, you know, dipping their toe back in the water for now.
I have a question about that, by the way.
What's that?
2 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, is there some sort of scientific evidence that it lowers? I mean, because if you're sick, you're sick. So
Or
is it just to get people reacclimated to the office?
I think it's that. It's just to kind of get you back into it. I don't want to get into too much of it, but they've actually, you know, since the pandemic, they've consolidated her office and like downsize the amount of office space they need. So now when they go in, they're actually like sharing offices and sharing cubicles. So I'm like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. If you're sharing,
right,
you're just spreading more germs.
But I guess financially it makes
sense. But financially, yeah. Then speaking of the finances, they were talking about how the employers are arguing that working from home is a benefit that should be offset now by lower salaries. So what they're doing is they're coming to some of these employees and saying, hey, if you want to continue to work from home, you're going to need to take a 20% pay cut to keep this perk. And then new people that they're just hiring, they're just starting essentially with a lower salary because they want to work from home. And that's the big debate this morning. It's like, would you take that pay cut to continue to work from home?
That's our question that we're asking Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning. If you had the option of working from home all the time, would it be worth a 20% pay cut to you? Or, I mean, if you're quick to say, yeah, then I guess how high up would you go in terms of what percentage would you take?
That's a lot. I mean, say you're making 100 grand a year, that's 20 grand a year out of your pocket just so you can sit at home and be close to your fridge. I don't know. I don't know. But then you got to factor in the cost. I mean, does it kind of offset because you're not spending money on gas and vehicle maintenance and your wardrobe,
lunches,
dry cleaning, new shoes, you know, all sorts of things that you're saving money on. So I guess maybe does the math kind of add up?
For some people, if they keep their children there with them, does it mean that they're not paying for daycare now?
That's a massive cost. That's easily 12 to 15 grand a year in childcare, you know. You're spending $1,000 a month on
That's what we want to know with you this morning at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Calls are great. You can text if you would like. Maybe you've already been asked to take a pay cut in order to work from home. If so, what was that percentage? And just, you know, this is mind candy this morning, especially those of you who are driving into work. What would it be worth to you in terms of what you'd have to give up?
I guess
to
you
be
could
able
even
just stay at home.
Maybe you've been approached to give up vacation time or sick time, something like that even. I mean, versus just a pay cut, maybe they're saying you don't get as much vacation time then. Right, I'm still being productive. I'm still making money for the company. Why are you cutting my pay essentially?
Dave texted in, that's ridiculous. Companies save money by not having offices. They should pay people more to work from home.
They should, I guess, because they're saving on office space. They're saving on coffee output, you know, printer, toner.
Yeah,
they've got extra money.
Marlena's text says, shouldn't the companies raise your pay? They don't have to pay for insurance, electric, water, etc.
Steph said, I'm over my hour commute. I would give up $10 an hour to be able to work from home. Yeah. I guess you got to really just kind of start treating it as some sort of perk or benefit.
Well, and from the company's point of view,
it's a benefit.
Yes. And also, you know, there is a thing to be said for the boss being able to get up and she can walk down the hall and come right to you rather than, well, now I've got to set up a Zoom call. There's a convenience factor for the company to have you right there.
And the company isn't probably 100% sure that you're working all the time.
Right.
You know,
people look at it through their own filter. Like I'm a hard worker. When I'm at home, I'm working hard. But who honestly believes that 100% of people are doing that? I mean, that's
They're not.
It's naive to think that 100% of people, when they work from home, are doing the same amount of work.
No, you're taking all kinds of breaks. You get the TV next to you. You know, things.
Yeah, we look through our own filter. You know, this is the way I am. So everyone's going to be like that.
Robbie's on the phone. You want to talk to Robbie?
I do want to talk to Robbie. Robbie, what do you say about this?
Oh man, you hit a spot, man. It's I worked at home for 8 years with a company, and I ran circles around people that worked in the office. I used to go in there, and those guys were going to the gym for an hour, taking 2 hour lunch breaks.
Sounds like our sales staff.
Unbelievable.
It sure does.
You didn't include
going shoe shopping, Robbie.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I got to drop my car off at the shop, and it's like, oh my God, how do you get anything done? You know, I start at 6 in the morning with a cup of coffee, and really,
you hit it.
If you're a boss, bottom line, it's about integrity. If you're not hiring people with integrity, that's your first problem. And you know, I'm telling you, I did it for 8 years. I do 3 days in the office now as a contractor, back and forth. It's an hour commute for me. I would walk. If they told
me. You need a raise, dude. You need a big, fat, juicy raise is what you need.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm doing good. Don't worry.
Listen, we appreciate you listening. Thank you for taking the time with us today, man.
Tell everybody no.
No.
Everybody.
Robbie says no.
Robbie is putting the hammer down.
I will say, I do know somebody else that just went back to the office after, you know, a couple years. And they said, it's so funny because it's like, come back to the office. And then they start getting little calendar events that pop up. Join us for the welcome back party. Join us on Wednesday for the welcome back potluck. Join us on Friday for the welcome back such and such. It's like they get everybody back and all of a sudden they're just farting around basically.
So productivity goes right out the window.
Productivity's in the toilet.
You know, and by the way, we're not all 6 years old. We don't need parties to celebrate going back
and
to work.
You know my thoughts on the potluck.
This is the... You're right. This is the infantilizing, is that the word, of, you know, the American workforce, treating them like children. Okay.
Everybody, let's get back together. It's a meet and greet.
Let me do my work.
Yeah, just leave me alone.
Who is the 0015? Put your names on your text messages if you could. Dom, what would you do now that you're in a different state? God, I guess I'm going to have to give up 75% of my salary.
Oh, my goodness.
Just in order
nothing changed with you, I don't think.
to save my life and move across the country.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the first person at Mix 100 to work remotely. Besides talking about our sales staff, which every day is remote.
Sports staff is all remote still.
And the sports guys are always
remote. I was just having a conversation with the sports, the producer over there this morning. I was like, when are your sports guys coming back? He's like, the one guy doesn't want to come in because he lives in Parker. It's too far. I'm like, Parker? What a baby.